with the power of the Holy Spirit as we were singing that song. I was really getting it. You know, I've been studying prayer for a certain amount of time, and I just seen something when the, well, I don't know what was going on the, but it was lights coming off, and they were just kind of like exploding. And it was like, this is what prayer is all about. And when you have an experience with God, you think about it, we open the door to heaven to bring it to earth. And so the Bible says that when we praise him, he will come to earth. He'll be inhabiting the praises of his people. And so he opens heaven when we're praising him. And I seen that light, and it was just like it was just lighting off and just coming out of the picture there, and it was affecting my life. Because, and you know, we think prayer, well, prayer needs to be, you know, you're on your knees or in your prayer closet or something. I think prayer is all over the place, because it's a visitation from God to earth. And if we don't have that, we could have good singing and everything, but when you have a visitation, you really have reached the heart of God, and it's a prayer time where God just saying, I'm going to show you something. And the Bible talks about the anointing that breaks the yoke. I believe that when we pray and when it's anointed, it breaks the yoke. And there's some real power just in the praise. We start singing about the Holy Spirit, just thinking what God's doing when you're singing about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes, it starts affecting us in such a great way in worship. Hallelujah. And so I love that. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had Pastor Jim and myself, well, I think he was telling me about praising. And he was talking about praising, and you know, back in the day, which was a long time ago, when we would worship, it was usually after a very active praise session. And he said, you know what, we don't have them crazy praise sessions that, you know, like the tambourine, you'd beat your leg so hard with the tambourine that your leg turned black and blue. There was something about that, you know, in praise, that God will come to you and he'll bring that joy, he'll bring that excitement. So there's a lot of things that we don't want to leave out just because we did it before. I remember we used to do that. And I was thinking, I wish I would have had some snow so that from that door, that we'd drive the loader from that door all the way around, and then we would come through that door in a dance, you know. And you're going, why do we have to do that? You don't. But then if you don't, you might not have the experience and the maybe what God is showing us. And sometimes we need to get out of our, I don't think it's so much of a comfort zone as much as, do we have to do that? No, you don't have to, but you should. It'll be good. It's just like worship, man. When we worship, do we have to do it? Well, we don't have to, but boy, it's good. And so I just thought that was just a big aspect of the time of praise and worship. So yes, please do.
I've been reading this book. I don't know if anybody's heard of Ruth Ward Heffron. Anybody know about her? Yeah. Her name is Ruth Ward Heffron. Am I pronouncing it right? Heffron? Anyway, I've been reading her book called Realms of Glory. Am I pronouncing her name right? I'm not really even sure. But I've been reading her book called The Realms of Glory. And she was, I don't know, was she back in the 50s, 60s? Back in, she traveled all over the world. And the presence of God and the anointing of God was so powerful on her life. And she was talking on the same realm of praise, and she said the Lord taught her, and she was in Jerusalem, and they just had a small group in a gathering, and the Lord really taught her that as they praised, she said, the Lord taught her, you praise until the anointing of worship falls, and then you worship until the glory falls. And she said there was just a sequence of that, and you could feel it in the presence of God. But one thing that the Lord really taught her in that was that when we praise, we're sowing into heaven. We're giving that glory. We're praising into heaven. And she said what God spoke to her was that when we do that, he sows into the earth. It's kind of like the principle of when Jesus is lifted up high, I'll draw all men unto me. And she just talked about how that was the realms. We praise into the heavenly realm, and God sows into the earth. And she talked about how God, we are harvesters, but God is even a greater harvester. And I think of just the words that were spoken last Sunday with, God speaking about just a great harvest. So I really think it's a strategy that God is speaking to us about. I mean, we used to dance until we couldn't move. When we first got saved, we went to Richwood. It was a small little church. I mean, these guys were drunks and radicals and got saved and delivered. And I remember talking to a guy on AA, and he's like, nope, you got to go through the steps. I said, my husband, he got delivered. I mean, I said, he didn't go through no steps. God did it in his life. I mean, and we would get together on Thursday night. It was called Victory Night. And we would testify of what God was doing during the week. And then we would worship until we would dance, and the excitement and the move of God. And, we grew from just a small church to like 200 people out in nowhere land. I mean, it was the craziest deal. So I really, as I was reading, I was like, God, yeah, that is a key. I mean, I remember even here, so many times after our conferences, the Sunday night was a dance, shouting party. It was a party. It was a celebration. I mean, we did. I mean, went from the little building to the second building to this building. And, I think sometimes, like you said, I mean, sometimes it's just those little principles that just make it. Anyway, she talked about, and I thought it was very interesting, she talked about David when he brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and he danced. And then they'd pray, and they'd sacrifice, and all the way in. And he danced to the point that even his wife, despised him. But she said, if you read right after that, it said, and then David fed. He fed a whole nation corn, oil, and wine. And she said, if you want to feed nations, she said, you're going to have to learn to praise. You're going to have to dance. She said, I don't care. I think she was a little heavier set lady. And she said, dancing was very intimidating to her. She said, she'd just start tapping her feet a little bit. But that's what she said. If you want to feed nations, David fed a nation in a day. So, I mean, I was so stirred by, and Jim and I got talking about that. It was just like reminiscing. Joe, you remember it. Frank and Deb, I mean, we danced and we worshiped and we celebrated. And I think sometimes our victories and the things that that we have overcome, we need to celebrate those things. Yes. Are an overcoming congregation. God is, he's put overcomers in this house, and overcomers are worshipers and praisers. And so I just wanted to kind of add that to it, because I think we need a victory night. I think we need a Sunday night victory night. And I know I'm going to Texas for a while, but dance. Yeah, we might have one there.
Meet in Kansas City.
Anyway, I'm going to quit now. But I want to thank everybody for giving into Zapata and into the Christmas thing. I mean, I was thinking, oh, this is like a tough year. You know, I mean, but I think we raised more money this year than we have in the last 10 years. So almost raised $6,000. So it's, I love this congregation. I love your generous hearts. You guys are just so generous and so giving to the well and to helping other people. And I know down there there probably is a lot of hardship, even maybe worse than we've seen before. So it's going to be a really blessing. Pray for us because we're really not sure how we're going to pull this off with COVID. I don't know. But yeah. God will give us a strategy. So amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your generous hearts. You guys are amazing. Just amazing.
Amen. Am I on this guy? All right. Praise the Lord. Take that, dude. Yeah, I mean, and also for the conference, you know, it's one of these years, not everyone's here, you know, like we usually are, and there was different things, but you know what, the conference turned out real good. And so God's people with United Team International, the Community Church, and so many people that have given from different areas at other times, you know, it pulls off, amen. And so the well, it's not an old well, it's a well that's going to feed people. And I've been really big on the $1. The $1 thinking is if you fill up a bottle or you buy it at the store, it costs you $1 usually. And I was thinking about how many bottles a well could fill in a day. You know, and so if it filled 1,000 bottles in a day and you had a dollar for it in 5 days, you would pay, or in 10 days, you'd pay for the whole project. So it's some of the best money you can spend because that water is going to go clean water to the people and they're going to be able to drink. And in 10 days, your investment has been fulfilled with talking about $10,000. So it's pretty powerful, amen? And so I think that it's real important that we do that. Talk with Oscar, you know, two hurricanes in Nicaragua and Honduras, you know, and two hurricanes in 3 weeks. And I talked with him and I said, well, what kind of need is going on there? And what they're doing, one of the ladies that were speaking, I'm trying to think of her, Rebecca. As she was speaking, she got a thought, $20 to make a box to feed a family. And so that's what they're doing down there. And somebody had come up and said, if you have any need in Nicaragua and Honduras, call us. So I said, well, that's not a problem. So I haven't called them yet, but you know, you think about 30 inches of water and then a hurricane winds. And if you've ever been in Central America, some of the like Nicaragua, Honduras, it's you know, to blow away a house isn't a big thing because it's not much of a house that's being blown away anyway, unless you're in the city. Well, praise God. Happy Thanksgiving. Are you stretching that out a little bit? Kind of like a birthday, you know, stretch it out. I usually like to go for a week, you know, after a week, you tell one of the kids, hey, happy birthday. Well, my birthday was a week ago. I said, yeah, but I'm still celebrating it. Hallelujah. And I think that that's what we're talking about is we have to go back to the foundation. I love foundations because that's what holds up my house. And so when we get good foundations in Christianity, it holds up the house. It holds your house strong. Even when the winds come and the turbulent time and difficulty, we heard about a lot of affliction and things that people have went through. But when they go through it with God, it's a whole different thing. Amen? And so I'm just going to share some stuff on prayer, if you don't mind. And I guess maybe one of the questions that probably I would ask is, what is prayer? And we've already talked about prayer and how he released prayer in the book of Genesis when he talked what he was going to do for mankind. He said, and he was talking, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit was talking, and he said, let us make them in our image and in our likeness. And then he went on, and then he went through the whole deal, and he said, and give them all authority here on the earth. So we do have authority on the earth as mankind, human beings. We've been given that. And if we go into a study on that, you'd find out that there's all sorts of things that God is waiting for us to stand up and do so that he can continue to do what he's supposed to do. Amen? And so, and apparently they agreed on it, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, let them. And so to us, we're the thems of the earth. We're the ones that really make a difference when we pray, when we make petitions, when we're worshiping, and when we're praising. Things start happening in the heavenlies. And I was thinking about that. But prayer is man giving God the legal right and permission to interfere in earth's affairs. Okay? So this last week we had a guy named Josh Crocker got hit by a car, or I'm not quite for sure the whole story, but it started a prayer time. Okay, so what did he need out of heaven? He needed God to do something in his situation, and he's still in that condition. And I was praying this morning. I said, God, we have opened up heaven. We believe that heaven has interfered what has went on in Josh's life, and we rebuke the spirit of death and whatever else is trying to destroy his life from heaven to earth. You see, because we have to open up heaven so it makes an effect on earth. We interfere in the earth realm, so when we pray, things start happening. And people go, well, I guess the only thing we can do is pray. I said, well, it's probably the only thing, but it's probably the best thing and the most important thing and the thing that's going to do the job. Instead of what else are we going to do? Complain, have fear in our lives. Oh, they'll never make it. It will be a miracle. Well, we're the miracle-working, changing people of planet Earth. And God didn't want us just to be planets. I'm on Earth. I believe in God. I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, he didn't want us to be that. He wanted us to be like him. You know, God the Father. All power, all authority. I mean, he created everything. And his Son became the man that changed the whole world. Amen. And now this next month, we're going to celebrate Christmas. And they said, there's more depression from the one month to the other on Christmas. I rebuke all that in Jesus' name, because the Bible said that when God sent Jesus to the earth, there was a party going on. Yes. You know, well, you know, I know that he died. Hey, he had a party. And God said, hey, this is what's going on. The crucifixion was needed to get us out of the shape that we were in. But the party that came on Christmas was very, very powerful. Amen? And I'm just going to go to Luke, and I believe it's probably, okay, and Luke 2:8, it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. So a bunch of shepherds out there with their sheep, and they're hanging out. And I was thinking about, okay, you know, like in the middle of the night, there's a bunch of sheep, and I'm the shepherd, and I'm watching after the sheep. Am I having fun yet? You know, is this the party that I'm looking for? And then it goes on, and it said, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them." Now things are changing. And the glory of the Lord shined around about them, and they were so afraid. So today, if that would have happened to us as we were worshiping and praising, and that light was coming out there, and this would happen to me like it happened to them shepherds in the middle of the night looking after their sheep. So that would be cool. It didn't happen to me this morning, but there was something that happened in praise or in worship that God was saying, "This is prayer. I come to inhabit your prayer and your praise, because that's what you're asking for." And then when we started going, "Oh, Holy Spirit," you know, I'm going, "Yes, I like that. Hallelujah." And so we have to appreciate what God tells us in the scriptures. And then when it starts happening all around us in a service, we're going, "Hey, prayer is working. The anointing is working. It's breaking off." I remember going to church services. I'd go, and it took me all the way to drive. We drove from Detroit Lakes, 6 miles east of Detroit Lakes, to Richwood, which was probably about 24 miles. And sometimes we would fight or not talk to each other all the way for the 24 miles. Because for about 6 weeks when we started doing that, it seemed like every time Thursday night came around, which what called victory night, we weren't having much victory. And you know, victory needs a breakthrough. Amen. If we sang two courses and nothing happened, we went on. Victory needs a breakthrough. Yes. Hallelujah. Whether it be in praise, whether it be in worship, whether it be the angels that were in the at Christmas, the birth of Christ, them angels came and there was a visitation from heaven. Hallelujah. And so the angels said unto them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great," what? "Great joy." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we kind of program it sometimes. Okay, this we're going to sing this song, and we're going like this, and we got the program. But what about great joy? You know, what about the breakthrough of great joy and peace on earth and knowing that things are under control? You know, COVID-19 isn't our biggest problem. It's the fears that has surrounded all the world because of that. You know, and what makes that is that we worship the creation more than the creator. And we say, "Well, we're never going to get out of this." You know, what if people get the coronavirus? Well, they probably will, and there's been, I don't know how many, maybe five. How many have been had the corona? I know 250 thereabouts have passed because of the corona. But there's actually millions of people that have had it. And they say that it's something like, is it 95% as far as if you get it, that you're going to make it to the other side? 99. Oh, 99%, that 1%. So we look at the 1% instead of 99% that you probably won't get, and if you did, you're gonna recover anyway. And so we have to start changing mindsets to prayer set. When we pray, I mean, things are happening. And again, I just like this, and suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Wow, what in the world went on there?" No, they didn't say that. Probably thinking about it. "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." You see, unless you see it known on from who? The Lord. The Lord revealed that this person that they were going to investigate was in Bethlehem. And so they said, let's go and check it out. Hallelujah. You know, maybe we should do that this year. Just say, let's go check it out. Maybe we'd hear angels. Have you asked to hear angels singing? I mean, that's a biblical, very biblical. Maybe I'm going to ask for angels. Well, I'm going to pray over in the corner. No, I want the whole deal opened up. Come on, let's hear the angels. Well, where do you get stuff like that? Right from the Christmas story that we celebrate. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered, and those things which were told them by the shepherds. You see, we have to bring back the truth of the scriptures, the truth of the Bible, the truth that these things happened because people said, I'm going to open up. And you really, that person was God. He said, I'm going to send Jesus to earth. And I'm going to give power and authority. You see, we didn't have the power and authority. I mean, we got it from the promise from Genesis. But when Jesus come, also came the power. Amen. It said a righteous man or woman, when they pray, what type of their prayers are powerful and effective. And so we said, well, I must not be a righteous person. Yes, you are. If you ask Jesus in your life, you're a righteous person. So you're righteous, you pray, heaven opens up, and it interferes with what's going on in the earth. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against what is going on in Josh's body, and that he's healed, that he's whole, that no brain damage, no nerve damage, or whatever is going on. In the name of Jesus, we stand against that. We believe that heaven has interfered and come down to earth and stopped what the earth realm was going to achieve as far as death and destruction. We are opening up the heavenly, just like what went on with the angels. They opened up heaven with a message that the Savior of the world has come. Heaven was opened up. It was a prayer from heaven, and it opened up the earth. It interfered with every man-made thought, everything that was the enemy had thought that he could do. It was canceled. Oh, no, now Jesus is on the earth. Oh, boy. That's the devil talking. Now what are we going to do? Well, what you're going to do is we're going to torment you until you go back to hell where you belong. Hallelujah. So, prayer is giving heaven an earthly license to influence earth. Prayer is a terrestrial license for a celestial interference. Terrestrial means earth. Here's earth realm, okay? And then celestial, it means heaven realm. And so, just in the simple thought, earth realm, heaven realm. I need heaven realm to come down to earth and change this whole deal. And you'd say it, you can say it very matter of fact. Oh, I'm going to cry out, God. Well, you can do that too. That's a good deal. But the fact is, that's what God's doing on the earth. If you got a child that's struggling in school, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm going to get a bunch of teachers. I think you should get a hold of God first and say, open up heaven so this mind can open up. God created that child. I remember one time a lady, and she was a very old lady, and she took this person that had a terrible handicap, and several of them actually, and he couldn't talk and different things like that, and so she went to bed after doing everything with the child, and the child was probably 6 or 7 years old. And in the middle of the night, she hears this heavenly singing. And she's going, what's going on? And this child, God came on the child and got, I mean, the child got healed, and he had this heavenly way of singing, and they had it on the radio. They told the testimony and everything else. That's God. That changes things around us. And I really believe that God's wanting to change the world that we live in 2021 like we've never seen it before. I mean, I like Donald Trump and I like Biden. I can pray for anyone and everyone, but you know what? I really like Jesus. And when he comes to the bank, you can bring everything to the bank because he's going to make it happen. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So prayer is a terrestrial license for celestial interference. Hallelujah. Prayer is man's exercising his legal authority on earth to invoke heaven's influence on the planet. Okay, you wanted things to change? Well, that's where prayer comes in. We start praying. And I asked today, well, Lord, how do we pray? And he said, well, why don't you pray for Adam? I said, well, this is my son that went to heaven a couple of years ago. And you know what? I've had more grief than joy in the whole thing. I know that he went to heaven, but God started rehearsing everything that showed me and us that he did go to heaven. And so it's an insult to God and myself and my intelligence in biblical things that God has Adam in heaven with the angels, with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the greatest thing that ever we could ever experience. And that's the greatest problem. Process, everyone wants to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. And God just showed me that today, and I had such a good time. And I kind of laid it down. I don't know if I'll, you know, of course, anytime a person leaves you and then you miss and you go on. But you know what? God has it all under control. Yes. And you know what? If you open up the portals of heaven so he could come to earth, he'll deal with any situation that you need dealing with. And I know a lot of people have lost loved ones and different, you know, that scar. We say, well, it'll never go away. It must go away. Because if they went to be with God, well, they're so much better off than we are, amen? Yes. And that's what we're all praying for and waiting for, that we could go to heaven and be with Jesus the rest of our lives in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. These aspects of prayer may be a little shocking to many, but a study that I've made in Scripture, we're going to kind of break down some scriptures because we use them a lot, but then we're wanting to say, okay, what does that mean from heaven to earth, from terrestrial to celestial? Because when God shows up on the deal, things are going to change and always does. You know, Mary, you don't have cancer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did anyone ever pray for you? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going, devil, I know what we're doing with you. How about you, Deb? You're here. I appreciate God so much because it wasn't your time. It wasn't your season. All of it was, okay, so are we going to submit to that baloney? No way. We're going to interfere what's going on earth, and then we're going to open up heaven and say, come on, heaven. Come on, Jesus. Come on, angels. Why don't you sing some songs, angels? Hallelujah. I'm almost ready to sing some Christmas carols. Any praise and worship people here that could get going? Hallelujah. I like it. So, you know, sometimes we think it's shocking, and God just says it's normal. You know, it's normal. Normal Christian living is praying and getting results. Amen. You say, well, you know, I prayed for so many years. Well, did you really pray or did you complain, moan, groan? I mean, I'm talking to myself. No one like that would be in the audience here. Hallelujah. These aspects of prayer may be a little shocking, and they are, but I looked at the scriptures, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is very familiar. It said, if my people, okay, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Okay, so would that be terrestrial or celestial? That line right there. If my people that are called by my name, what would that be? Huh? Yeah. Terrestrial because it's earth. And God said, well, you got to change some things so that you can get into a heavenly thought pattern so it'll change things, right? And so he just said, hey, this is a condition that I want my people in. When this happens and he seeks my face and turns from their wicked way, then? Hallelujah. I will hear from heaven, celestial, and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Wow. I feel so good right there. Hallelujah. Celestial, heaven came to earth. And because we humbled ourselves and we prayed and we believed God can do that, And pretty soon we repented of our sins and our wicked ways. And pretty soon God poured out from heaven his blessings upon earth. Hallelujah. And you know, whether it is a starting point or the end of everything, everything in between is going to be much, much better when you approach it with prayer and faith in Jesus' name. And so that was one scripture in Luke 18. Luke 18, 1 and 2, it says this. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Okay, and then the parable come, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But after a while, he said unto himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming, she wearies me. He was getting wore out. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cries day and night unto him, though he hear, bears long with them? You know, I mean, hey, well, I said a prayer a week ago. Well, if it's still on your heart, keep on saying it. You know, if you're not seeing the result, keep on praying. You know what I mean? This widow, she said, man, it doesn't make any difference. I'm charging heaven. I'm charging this man so that I can get rid of the adversaries in my life. I believe that God's wanting every adversary. I believe that God's tearing down anything and everything that is in your life that you don't need. And when you start praying and when you start, you know, hitting the gates saying, they're going down. And they'll come down in Jesus' name, apparently according to the word. Amen. So we went from when we were praying, Jesus said, do not stop praying. Push into prayer. Amen. And so prayer is the celestial answer. The windows of heaven are being opened and they're being poured out on earth. And in a financial realm, we talk about this, it's poured out on to earth because God is giving us what's in heaven. Amen? I'm excited about Christmas. I might get up and sing a solo Christmas song. Yeah, something like that. Oh, don't think I can't do it. I used to do that when I was a young little boy. I just, you know, we had songs and we'd just holler them out. And the more you holler it, the better the Sunday school teachers, they were happy because it was working for them. Instead of saying, oh God, the kids are driving me crazy. If we sang good and we did that and we had our little white robes with a deal on it right there, you remember, Jim? Yeah, yeah. We enjoyed that. Yeah, well, I don't know if we did or not, but it was good for us. Okay. And so then it goes on another scripture and it says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all of the saints. So if you know someone that's struggling, they're struggling. I don't have to pray because I'm not struggling. Hey, it's the greatest thing that we can do is we can pray for our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus Christ, and that all authority has been given to the Word of God that we believe in. So we pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, that was another deal. Okay, well, what are you praying in the Spirit for? Well, the Spirit now, I don't know if everyone's baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues and dreams and visions and stuff like that, but that's for us today. And when we pray in the Spirit, we don't know what we're praying, but the Holy Spirit does. So when I start praying, Caro Sande de Becarabasito Rosondo Corabasa, I'm going into the Spirit and I'm breaking principalities and powers that I couldn't even speak of, you know? And the enemy wants to keep you out of that type of prayer because you can go for hours in that type of prayer. Yeah, really. And that's powerful. That's very, very powerful. So that's what it told us to do in that scripture. And then he said, all kinds of prayers and requests. Then it goes on, the scripture says, be joyful always. Pray continuously without ceasing. How much? Continuously without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. How many circumstances? All circumstances. Well, what can we do? You can pray. When you pray, it breaks hell wide open. Circumstances, situations on earth, it breaks it wide open in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says, be joyful always. Pray continuously without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What's his will? So if we pray continuously and we pray about all things, and things are going to start changing. Yes. Don't allow the enemy in any way, shape, or form have you not pray about the situation that you're going in or that you're in or that you're about to go in. Hallelujah. Amen? That makes you smile because God's going to invade earth and he's going to interfere in what the enemy's wanting to do. You know, the biggest danger is the devil, the world, and the flesh. And if you're walking in the flesh, you'll make fleshly decisions. If you're walking in the world, you'll make worldly decisions. And if the devil is influencing it in any way, shape, or form, Corona 19 virus is not of God. Amen. And you know, if I started going in, the only authority that God gave on the earth was to human beings. And even himself, it says when we pray and worship him, he said, I am a spirit. Worship me in spirit and truth. So he was even true to his own word. His name was all powerful. That's why he gave us the name of Jesus, representing man's power on earth, because the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit are one. Amen. And so, and he said, God didn't come back. Was there any place in the Bible that somebody seen God? Was it Moses seeing the hinder part of God? Was that the closest? No, I don't know. So God is a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and truth. And he honored his word above his name. The name of Jesus is all powerful. But even above the name is his word. And God did not, because he's a spirit, he doesn't come and, you know, oh yeah, I seen God last night. He appeared to me as a man. No. Mankind has that type of authority because God gave it to us. Human beings have that type of authority that God's not going to come and bail us out of everything. We have to bail ourselves out of things by the word of God and by the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Shandarabasara. Oh, I like this. You know, it's fun when you know you got the deal going. Okay, so then it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. You want some keys? I got this old red truck. And this is the keys to this old red truck. And do you want the old red truck? Anyone? I think she had her hand right there too. David said, well, I'll take it too, you know. Okay, you see, when he said we had the keys, what did we have the keys to? It said we have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Heaven, where's heaven? Celestial. It's heaven. Hallelujah, we got the keys to heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be what? Bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Got a little power going there. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, Matthew 16:19-21. You see, you get these keys to the kingdom, and now you have great authority, and you start loosing and you start binding the enemy forces. Just to stay in that scripture, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two or three of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, agree about what? Anything? Does that mean anything means anything? Okay. So anything, Danny, that we agree on, so when we agree together, two or three, then it's going to be recorded from heaven to earth, from heaven to earth, from heaven to earth, from heaven to earth. Well, you know what? I got this boss that's driving me crazy. Heaven to earth. I've got this person that's just driving me out of my mind because they're doing that from heaven to earth. I remember cursing spirit. Some farmers would come out and they'd be cursing and doing all sorts of things. And I said, you know what, God, I really don't like that on the job. You know, you come here and they was effing this and doing that. And I'm going, I really don't want that. So what we did, we prayed and we bound that cursing spirit. So we come back after dinner and I don't know, I never heard the guy curse again. Now, I don't know if he had called up and found out I was a pastor and said, I'm not going to curse anymore because the guy's a pastor. I don't think so. But you know what? It worked. And I never thought of it until I was in this situation. I said, I'm going to pray. And I said, man, that thing's got to stop. Have you ever been in that situation where you're around people like DigiKey and Arctic Cat and different places that has a factory and you got some people that are driving you right out of your mind? And you start praying for them and against what they're into. And then they change to go, I don't know what happened, but I think I'm going to blame it on that guy over there. Hallelujah. Because you're changing the circumstance that he's living in. Again, I tell you, about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in where? Heaven. Celestial. See, we really can't do anything without a heavenly move. I mean, the angels that started singing, and you think about it, that was from heaven. Those angels were from heaven. They came to this little baby that was on earth, and they're singing about this little baby that's on earth. Man, we got some stuff to sing about. Yeah, so take your kids and sing Christmas carols. It'll be good for you and them also. Hallelujah. All right. Just another thought is these scriptures give mankind the authority to demonstrate what happens on earth. All right. So today I'd like to pray for Mary and Jim. Right now, there was the finances that come in from heaven to earth. Now we have kids that are parents and kids that are needing food. They're needing Christmas presents. They're needing different things that we can do something about because we contacted the God of heaven that opened up heaven and he poured out the blessings to bring it to earth. And so those blessings are going to go because that's blessed money. That money is, you can't get better money than has been given to them for having a good Christmas for them, as far as kids and their parents and food. So Father, now in the name of Jesus Christ, we come and we ask that heaven will open up once again, that Jim and Mary will be guided to give to the ones that they have been called to give to by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as they walk, Lord, that they would be like angels, that they were saying, That's like something out of heaven. And God's using it on earth. And we come against any forces that would want to hinder that because you said that a righteous man or woman, their prayers availeth much. Very powerful, effective, much. And it changes everything around their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We release that upon Mary and Jim now in Jesus' name. Go with the goodness and the greatness of God. We send you as a church and as a organization from Community Church to United Team International. They've given in and they're going to come back with testimonies of breakthrough miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, Mary and Jim. Hallelujah. So, I like to have a smile on my face. And every time I read the Word of God and He shows me what He's really done for us, it isn't that what He can do, what He has done. It's already been done. And when Jesus came, that power of the human man on earth came through Jesus. See, God made the covenant that he couldn't break himself, but he sent Jesus as a human being, went through all of the human things, and he was God wrapped in the flesh, amen? Yeah. And he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to give you all power and authority with the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's start doing some things like this that just kind of freaks out our flesh maybe a little bit, that just saying, I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe God and God's going to do the miracle and I'm going to testify it. In fact, you could actually, if you wanted to, take a little notebook and, yeah, this is the way that we prayed. And this is the answer right now in Jesus' name. There are some situations right now that's going on in family situations that we're going to pray and we're going to break every power and principality that hell will have to go back to hell, that the devil has no authority, he has no power, and that we release the power from on high called heaven itself, opening up for us because God said and promised, he said, that's what I'm giving. Human beings on earth. Like us, we become them. And we are the thems of God. We're made in his image. We're made in his likeness. We're made in that type of authority. We have to understand heaven is coming out of us to earth. Heaven is coming out. I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace. You might have been, but you're not anymore. You are the handiwork. You're the workman of God on the earth today. Wow. And I'm working for him. And you know what? He wants us to be ready to say, God, what do you want? You know, I don't have to. I get to, because God's changing every aspect in my life. Deb and Frank, there are some situations, and I don't know the situations, but in this next season of time, you're going to pray the prayer of faith, and you're going to see the hand of God move mightily. And I think it's in some family situations, even with Joan, in Jesus' name, there's something that's going to break. And actually, deliverance is happening right now as we speak, that God's starting going across that area in Jesus' name. Mary and Jim, I just feel like God is sending you on a honeymoon. And the honeymoon is going to be, of course, your love for each other. But the honeymoon is going to be your love for God and his spirit and all of the things that have went on in Zapata and things around Mexico and all them things. It's going to be like you're going to hear report after report after report of the goodness of God. That's a good one right there. I like it. Hallelujah. Jamie, I see that God's going to give you in this season of time, he's going to give you faith like you've never had faith. And in that faith, he's going to give you answers to prayer about some stuff that you've been praying about. And you're going to see the hand of God move because you're moving in that realm of faith and praying with that type of thought, saying, no, it's impossible. No, nothing's impossible with God. So you can walk in that. Linda, once again, stir, stir, stir. God is just stirring up and why not? Why not now and why not me? And what, you know, why look to someone else? No, we look to God, we look to heaven, and heaven is going to answer, and his answer is going to be very, very good. And it's going to be a testimony of the goodness and the greatness of who he is. Bless you in this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Josh, I see God just kind of, you're almost like going around in circles. And it isn't that you're going around in circles, but it's like God's got you on a spinning, but you're going around like this. And I just really believe that God's going to stop that spinning, and he's going to give you, because in your spinning, when you stop, then you'll see the truth of the things that you needed to know was true about God to you. And he's going to stop it, and you're going to see it. You're going to go, okay, thanks, God. I appreciate that. Father, we thank you for your word. We believe, Lord, that you're moving on our behalf in this Christmas season. God, we thank you, Lord, for Emmanuel. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy One of Israel looked down on mankind and said, we've made them and they're good. And Father, we are good, but God, we look to you for the goodness of God as we even sang today. We ask, Lord, for a super outpouring of praise and worship upon the house here. And I pray right now for 2021 that there's going to be such a change in the direction of Community Church and United Team International, that it's going to require a lot of hands on deck, but it's going to be something that's going to be very easy because God's going to be revealing himself in so many different ways. So God bless you in this next season of time, 25 days, and we'll be celebrating Christmas. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got a message from her last night. We have an elders meeting, so that might not be the one that... Okay, we'll definitely pray for her. Anyone else? Did I see a hand over here? Okay. Did I forget to take the offering? Did I start taking the offering?
No, you didn't even start.
Well, I'm going to have to say it wasn't planned, but thank you. I appreciate it. Looks like it. Okay. Okay, let's pray for Connie, and then we'll receive the offering. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Connie. Connie Mosher is a gal that we grew up with in Detroit Lakes area, still doing a lot of work. She's ordained. Her and her husband is ordained with United Team International from here. So she's definitely a part of us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against Corona 19. In fact, we just come against that just for the fun of it. Because God, we just ask that you destroy Corona 19, destroy Corona 19. We open up heaven, destroy whatever needs to happen, God, that we can go on and be a people ready to do the great work. And right now, the hand of God and the open heavens to Connie, we agree with right now, and that you touch her, and God, that nothing can come close to that would hurt in any way, shape, or form. In fact, we call for deliverance. We call her up and out. And God, that she's going to feel so good here in the next day or two that God, she'll be dismissed from the hospital in Jesus' name. And we trust that now in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus Christ, the finished work of the cross, and all the power and authority in that, in Jesus' name. Amen. You got a prayer request?
I do.
Okay. I like that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sarah's sister-in-law, Denise Anderson, has throat cancer, had throat cancer. She had surgery, and they removed her voice box. And I guess, this is the fourth time she's gone through cancer. And... I just know that God has a plan some way through all of this. He has a plan. He spared her four times. Major, major surgeries. And, I just ask that you'd pray for Jeremy and Denise and their son Brett and their other son. I can't imagine being able to talk and then not able to talk without a, mm-hmm. They're going to be putting in a voice box or whatever. But, God has plans for this woman. And so I guess I'd just ask that you would pray for Denise, that God would touch her life, turn her around, change
Danny,
it.
Danny, I want you to pray, okay. And we're going to agree with you, and we mm-hmm. will pray with the thought that we had today,
yes,
and binding and loosing,
yes,
and a deliverance, because it has been the third or fourth time and we've,
yes,
prayed this way. So
yes,
I want you to, and that we would agree together in that way. Go ahead there, brother.
Father God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your great faithfulness to us. And Father, right now we bind,
yes,
any type of cancer ever entering Denise's body again. Father, we send that cancer right back to the pit of hell where it came from. And God, we loose blessings and favor over Denise's life. Father, we would ask, God, that you would change her, God. And Father, that she would be able to praise you even through this, Father. That she would be able to praise you. And Father, we thank you, God, that you spared her life once again. You spared her life. And Father, that you have plans and purposes for Denise. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Christ over and around her this morning. This morning, Father. And Father, we know that she is healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. I remember that. Okay. Go ahead and pray in mother's heart. Just go ahead. Hallelujah.
Father, we're so grateful for Thanksgiving, and we want to thank you for all the answers of prayer we've had in our lives individually and together as a family of God and corporately. And we believe you for things, call those things. Can these dead bones live? Yes, they can live. So we have authority, like Pastor said. So we take authority over every ache and pain in Daniel's body.
Yes.
He's 21 years old, and he's a hard worker, and he doesn't want to stop working. He needs to work. We're thankful that he can work. So, Father, we just pray that we're thanking you for supernatural healing of those bones already through working.
Yes, Lord.
But we're asking for complete healing of ligaments and no nerve damage and no pain to be in this body, that he could testify of the goodness of God and that the supernatural healing of God. Because in the natural, that shouldn't happen. But we pray supernatural. So we thank you. And we lift up all of our kids, our grandkids.
Yes.
We pray thy will be done. Yes. Lord, we pray that they'd have hearts that seek you. That they would put you first. That they would make Jesus the Lord of their lives, as even if we have, God. That they would turn from their wicked ways. And that you would heal their land and their lives. Lord, and when I say wicked ways, you said that, so we just need you, Lord, like never before. We ask you heal our land, and you be with those in authority over us, and we are thankful and grateful for you and your church that cannot be defeated, because you say that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So no matter what, we stand, and we're thankful for you being your children and claiming your promises this day and every day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree with that. In Jesus' name. All right. Well, praise God. We're going to receive our offering. I'm not going to make an excuse for myself. I think it must have been God. Father, we ask in this season of time, Lord, that it's a time for giving. It's a time for bringing joy, which is first and foremost you on the earth, great joy. And Father, we ask, Lord, for provisions for each family here. And God, that you would open up if they're needing an opening in finances, Lord, that you would open up the doors of heaven and that you'd pour out a blessing upon them that they could not contain. That's word. So we thank you and we praise you for this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to Community Church. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful week in Jesus, amen. Okay, if there's anyone that is needing prayer for anything, I am up here. If there's a question to be asked or a gift that you're wanting from the Holy Spirit, we're here to pray and just expect that God's gonna show up and do his great, great stuff that he does. So God bless you in Jesus' name. And others, you're dismissed. Amen.